I'm David Farrier, a New Zealander accidentally marooned in America, and I want to figure out what makes this country tick. One thing I love about America is that it really loves celebrating different days of the week. It finds all kinds of excuses to do this, mostly focused around food because America loves eating. And so there's Ice Cream Day on July 21st, Burger Day on May 28th, and Pie Day on January 23rd, not to be confused with Pie the Number Day, which is on March 14th.
Woohoo! National Pie Day, and we're excited to celebrate with the New York staple.
Pie is like the perfect dessert.
It is.
And so while I'm months late, it's today that we turn to Pie Day. The food, not the number. I went to nationaldaycalendar.com to find out more about Pie Day, where it told me the first pie was created around 9500 BC during the Egyptian Neolithic period. Over 10,000 years later, in 1986, America decided it loved pies so much it declared January 23rd National Pie Day. The day was created by the American Pie Council, because of course that's a thing, and America has been celebrating it ever since. Because America loves pie. Over $2 billion worth of pies are sold in American grocery stores every year. And according to the American Pie Council's website, one out of five Americans have eaten an entire pie by themselves. So this week, I talked to a woman who traveled to all 50 US states to investigate 50 different American pies, and we try her top three pie suggestions. So, get ready to decide what your favorite pie is, because this is the Pies episode.
Flatness. Flatness. Flatness bird touchdown in America. I'm a flatness bird touchdown in America.
I feel like we've talked a lot about pies in different episodes. It's time to do a pies ep.
I love pie. I'm so excited for this.
Your face
episode.
Lit up as an intro was playing, which I liked.
Yes. It lit up a little brighter than beavers.
Your face dropped. Beavers? Why the fuck are we doing beavers?
Maybe everyone should run these topics by me.
Things were getting out of hand. Yeah, it's confronting for me because, as you know, when I think pie, I think meat pie.
Exactly.
And so this has been a real roller coaster.
Can you start by saying your thoughts on American Pie, not the movie?
I love sugar. Since being in America, I've had bits of pies. You saw me at Thanksgiving, stuffing my face.
Shit, that's right.
There is a problem, though, recently where I have got new medical insurance, and so I've been to my new doctor.
PPO?
PPO.
Finally.
I'm on a PPO, which I feel very grateful. It's very expensive, which I'm not happy with.
Yeah, it is.
But I went to my new doctor. Okay. He was lovely, handsome, charming.
Ooh. Single?
Don't know. Didn't get that far.
Might need to ask.
His nurse drew my blood, and my bloods came back. And for the first time in my entire life,
cholesterol.
My cholesterol's higher than it should be.
Okay. Yeah, my cholesterol's high.
Whenever I've got results back, anything, STIs, cholesterol, I don't know, whatever perfect. Else is in blood, perfect.
Perfect record.
A+.
Yeah.
America.
You think
done
it's
something to me.
No, David.
It's done something to me.
I think it's age. You're not going to like to hear that.
This is horrific.
But that the older you get, the more commonplace this is.
Because my whole life what I've done is like I sort of eat what I want.
Yeah.
And I eat, in America, I've been eating, I eat a lot of pizza.
Sure.
I eat a lot of burgers. And externally, I've felt okay. I haven't looked at myself and gone, I'm ballooning out of control.
Right.
I'm unhealthy.
Yeah.
What I was unaware of is that my insides over the last 3 years have slowly been rotting away.
Corroding.
And that's just come to my awareness now.
Do you ever cook dinner or do you always order?
No, that's why I like this meal delivery service stuff. Because that's really good for me. Factor, who's a sponsor at some point, I like Factor. That works for me. I get a lot of takeout. I live alone. Cooking for one kind of sucks.
It's hard.
And I'm not a good cook. Whereas you love cooking.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
So America and my age is a problem.
I think you're right. I think cholesterol, did you do any stats on this or we should?
We should.
Cholesterol levels in the United States. I mean,
it's
we
a
know,
whole other
we, know we have obesity issues in those correlate.
But cholesterol in general.
I have high cholesterol. I've had it since I was just a wee baby.
Oh, your genes
when
are
turns. When I moved to the
when
United
When you moved
States.
To America.
Yeah.
Never going to let that go. Yeah, let's take our daughter to America.
Let's take our high cholesterol baby with us.
What will cure her? The United States.
Yeah, so I have it genetically. And then recently, I guess last year, it was quite high.
This is all new to me. I'm in panic at the moment, which is why going into this pies episode, I was worried because pies isn't recommended to keep the cholesterol down. So usually I'd go into an episode like this just absolutely stuffing my face. Yeah. My doctor said, just eat a lot. He said, basically eat salads.
You know, it's kind of like when we did Loma Linda and we were trying to learn about longevity, and really it's just the most basic thing ever, which is eat vegetables, run, or, you know, move your body, exercise. And sleep well, and probably don't drink.
Okay, so this is what's happened to me then. Okay, my age.
Yeah.
Since I had back issues, I haven't been exercising as much.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sleeping as well because of that fucking ghost that comes in at three. And so all those have combined.
We gave him a name.
Frank.
No, it wasn't Wayne? Frank. No, damn it.
I don't call him by
Peter?
That name. Peter.
I can't remember anyway.
Peter's Calvin's ghost.
Oh, oh right. God, that one really creeps me out. Okay, anyway.
So look, so I just wanted to say at the top, I've got high cholesterol.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about that a lot.
Okay. So how is exercise? Have you been dipping back
in? I walk a lot.
That's
great. Brisk walk up a hill.
That's
and
good.
I swim. He sent me a note. That's the other thing about America. If you need to get into your medical notes, there's a portal. America loves a portal.
Oh, yes.
In New Zealand, you get emailed stuff to your inbox. In America, every institution you're a part of, there's a portal, you log in, there's security measures, they're texting your phone. It's driving me nuts.
I can never get into mine. When I was sick, I went to the urgent care and I couldn't get in to pay my bill.
Everyone's like, get to the portal, go to the portal.
You guys got to do the face password.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just set that up on my phone. And it's like, do you do it in your browser or in your app on your phone?
App. It's
Cedar Sinai, what I'm going to. They've got two apps.
Cedars is great.
That's the one.
Why the hell? Yeah. Why have you got two? Make it one.
Well, Cedars is a very reputable
I'm over the moon.
Hospital.
I'm there.
Okay, hold on. What did they say in your portal?
Should I try and get into this portal now?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I can get in my portal. It sounds sexual.
I'm logging in.
Can't get into her portal.
This doctor told me to get into his portal.
Okay, so I'm logging in now. I'm typing in my username, which I'm not going to tell
you. Won't let me into her portal.
Okay, I'm clicking sign in.
Get into your portal, David.
Okay, here we go. Dr. Andrew, this is what he said. I've reviewed your recent lab results. Your LDL, bad cholesterol, is a bit elevated. This increases your lifetime risk for developing cardiovascular disease, aka heart attack. He thinks I'm an idiot. Stroke. And even certain types of dementia.
Oh, shit.
I can't get dementia.
Uh-oh. God,
your calculated 10-year risk for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease is 1.4%.
Okay, that's really low.
It's low, isn't it?
What's the number, David? 1.4% chance.
Okay, so I've got to go into a different part of the portal.
Yeah.
Let's see. Test results. Chlamydia, nothing. HIV, nothing. Yeah, okay, so cholesterol, normal value. HDL cholesterol, normal. Triglycerides,
are they high? Uh-oh, yes. That's bad.
You want to be under 150 milligrams per DL. I'm 217.
150 is the?
150 is what you want. I'm 217,
that's not
so
good,
I'm
David.
67 above.
Yeah, that's bad. Okay, and triglycerides.
It's not helping my panic.
Sorry, but triglycerides are the thing. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff, but triglycerides is one we do got to watch. When I went,
what are your
mine was 600, and
oh.
I
fucking hell.
And I was like,
so you're in love.
No, I was
so you must have been experienced complete panic.
Yes, because it was crazy. And my doctor said, I think there's something wrong. So we had to retake
something
it.
Wrong with, and did it come down or that
yeah,
was you?
Yeah, it was not 600. 600's dead. I mean, you're dead.
Was it around 200? Am I higher than you or lower?
Oh, should I look at my portal?
Can you look at your portal? My LDL is 113. It's meant to be under 100, so it's
not
as bad.
That's not too bad.
And my non-HDL cholesterol is 147 when it's meant to be under 130, which is not that bad.
What's your ratio? The ratio is very important.
I've said too much already. This is so personal.
It really is.
Is there anything more personal than your blood? I don't think there is.
Well,
where your lumps are.
Your sperm.
Oh, the lump.
Is it time for you to tell us? Like, no. A lot, so much time has passed.
The triglycerides I need to sort out. How's your portal going, Ewan?
Okay, yeah, I got
face recognized. You're in on your app.
My triglycerides were 103, so they're fine.
Oh my God, you're making me feel they're so low. I'm 217.
But let me make you feel better. My LDL is 184. This was in June of last year.
Okay, mine's 113 right now.
And it should be less than 100. So 184 is bad, which affects my overall cholesterol, which is 274 and should be less than 200.
Did you feel the feeling of panic? I mean, I felt really worried. I feel really worried.
Really worried when my triglycerides were 600, but I've been high my whole life. So it's not that startling. Also, my HDL, your good cholesterol, is also high. So that's good.
That is good. Yeah, that is a good one.
So that also affects it. Now, my ratio is 4 and it should be under 5. And that's really the thing that matters.
Oh, yeah. 4.7. It's meant to be under 5.
Under 5, so you're fine. You're fine.
Like but, that gasp doesn't say fine, Monica.
Well, it was just, it's just awfully close.
That's what the doctor said.
I think we should get your HDL up.
Yeah, okay.
To help this ratio.
Look, what I've done. The last 2 weeks, I've been on salads.
Oh, good.
Apples.
Great.
Apparently, oats is good for soaking up some of that fat. I'm off the butter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I used to eat a lot of eggs. I'm not eating eggs.
No, that's
avocado.
A fallacy.
Yeah,
that's...
no. Okay.
What's your sugar?
Oh, look, let's move on. Look, this is stressful.
Don't stress out. It's fine. It's fine.
It's going to get higher if you stress.
Actually, yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. I'm sweating. Heart rate's elevated.
None of this is dire, right? Did they say you need to get on a statin or something?
No, they said no
then
meds.
You're fine. Yeah.
They just said get your diet sorted out.
Okay, pies.
I've got a couple of other bits of admin. I'm going to save a bit of admin for in between the documentary.
Okay.
But just before we start, and this is important, we got a lot of feedback to the Lord of the Rings episode we did.
Oh, okay.
Mainly because I didn't watch it.
Yeah, people were upset by that.
It's a bit like when I did
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Yeah,
and I didn't
that
go
was
that.
A nightmare.
And I get it. And part of my brain, I'm a bit chaotic, and part of my brain knew there'd be anger about doing a Lord of the Rings episode without watching the movies. So... a couple of things.
Okay.
First off, in that episode, I commented that Orlando Bloom has sort of vanished. And immediately when we put that out, he's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere.
Oh my God, maybe you brought him back.
I like to think I did.
Yeah.
So Orlando Bloom, I wanted to apologize.
I don't
even
remember
that. He's got a new docuseries called To the Edge, which chronicles his mental, physical, and spiritual journey as he pushes himself to the edge. That's where the title To the Edge comes from. To learn and master 3 extreme sports.
So are you going to do an episode on that and also not watch it?
I want to do an episode on Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because he's in this amazing film.
He's not American, though.
Where's he from? Canadian?
No, he's like Brit.
United
not
Kingdom.
British,
he was born in the United Kingdom.
Oh, UK.
Kingdom.
Okay. Okay. Well, he's not doing an episode on Orlando. But I wanted to apologize to him. And another thing, because so many people were a bit annoyed that I got the plot a bit wrong, I got Rob to show his son Calvin Lord of the Rings, the first one. And
is
afterwards,
that age appropriate?
Well, we'll find out.
Oh.
Afterwards, Rob got Calvin to review the film.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
And so this is a little mini review from Calvin.
Oh my God.
Reviewing his first viewing of Lord of the Rings.
You just watched the first Lord of the Rings movie, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me what it was about?
It's about a ring that was made by a master. And they're trying to break it because the master was a bad guy. But they can't use any of their tools to break the ring because it was made with this fire. And only like a volcano and lava can break it. They're trying to get on... They're on this island and they're trying to like escape. But they landed on another island in like the middle... and the, like the last of the movie, and then, but these goblins, this goblin was too powerful, and he hit 3 bow and arrows in one of the good guys, and he died because he was too powerful, and you couldn't see him, and there's too many goblins that he had to fight at once.
There's a lot of characters in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember them?
There's Frodo, Sam. And that's all I can remember. There's like 8 of them. Or maybe there's 7 or 6.
There or 9.
That's such a kid thing to do.
12 given to the men, 9 to the elves, and 3 to the dwarves. It was actually a trick because the rings were bad, and if you put them on, you turn into his command and you turn into a bad guy.
So he had given out all those rings, but then there was one ring that would rule them all, right?
Uh-huh. It was one given to the master. But there's this man that defeated him and cut his hand off, but then he got killed because all the bad guys wanted that ring too bad, and then it got left in the dirt. But the ring was also a trap, and he's still alive, but only his eye is left. And it got left in the dirt, and then Frodo found it, and they're trying to break it and put in a volcano, and then it'll break up into dust.
Did you like the first movie?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think it was too long, too short?
It was 3 hours. It was pretty long.
Would you recommend this movie to other people?
Yeah.
Was it too scary? Too funny?
It was like perfect.
It was perfect. Aww. Perfect amount. Are you excited to watch the next ones?
Uh-huh. I bet they're gonna try to destroy it, but the bad guy's gonna try to get them, and he's gonna get his ring back.
All right, we'll check back in after you finish the second one, okay?
Okay, bye. Learn and subscribe.
What?
Like and subscribe.
Oh my God, hold on. Hold on. He just
that
added
broke me
like
as well.
And subscribe.
How old is Calvin?
He's 7.
It killed me. I did the same thing, Monica. I was like, did he just...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He knows to say that?
Just from me and being around podcasts.
Yeah. It's really good.
But still, and we don't that? Say that.
I know, we don't, but
it's a thing though, like you yes. do hear it so often. And also, that was amazing recall. Like I
that
couldn't
was
have
incredible.
Done. Your son's amazing.
He's pretty smart.
He's so smart. He said a really big vocab word in
I
there
didn't
that
even
I
didn't know
was...
what it was. Looking up in the dictionary. So we're going to get him to review the other two
I
films
love this.
And we'll bring those reviews to
incredible.
You, Flightless Bird listeners. Stay tuned for more Flightless Bird. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Support for Flightless Bird comes from Aura Frames.
We know that you love Aura Frames.
Every
Your
day,
mom loves Aura Frames.
Every other day, I send a fresh photo of me in America to my parents'
oh,
Aura Frame. And
because
they're not on Facebook and they don't really, like, emails are kind of like, whereas if it just magically pops up on their frame, then it's great. I had the photo shifting through every half hour and
yeah.
mom demanded that I change it to like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
She's just sat there glued to her frame, like the TV. Anyway, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's really easy to upload them and share them via the Aura app. If you're giving it as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. It takes about 2 minutes to set up a frame. And honestly, I think it's the perfect gift. It can be like really earnest and serious and you can fill it up with beautiful photos. Or I often give them to friends and just fill them up with like fun, silly things.
Yes, that's great. The display, it's meticulously calibrated high resolution. So it's nice.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a frame.
Exactly.
It's like there's a photo, except in case of my mum, it's like shifting every like 10 seconds. But I like to set them to shift every 2 hours.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's just this
great.
Beautiful thing in the corner. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code BIRD at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
David.
Monica.
Have you talked to your therapist about your lump? Does your therapist know where your lump is?
I told the therapist about the lump because it was so stressful that week. And they said, talk to your doctor. But they did talk me through
your anxiety.
Managing stress and anxiety. Because again, I'm getting it with this cholesterol issue I've got at the moment. And there is something to being able to manage each situation and not feel it spiral out of control in your brain. Because our brains love to spiral.
They do. And then it makes everything worse. It makes your body completely shut down. So yeah, you refuse to share your lump with us, but I'm glad you did share it with somebody.
Yeah, because therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down without having to tell your friends about it.
And BetterHelp is amazing because it's entirely online and it's convenient, it's flexible, it's suited to your schedule. That's the main thing people say about therapy. Like, it's too expensive, or I just can't make it work. With BetterHelp, you can, because there's so many options.
Totally. And if for any reason you don't like the therapist you get matched with, then you can just swap and get someone else. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bird today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bird. Also, big news, just yesterday, they're releasing the Lord of the Rings trilogy to theaters, remastered and extended in America. Okay, so look, I know this isn't a Lord of the Rings podcast, but I just wanted to insert that into the Pies episode because very
loved
important
that
Lord of the Rings update.
That was so cute. I can't believe like and subscribe.
Yeah, you better like and subscribe to this feed. Okay, Pies.
He's so cute. He's so cute.
Let's begin our exploration of American Pies.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Huh? Jim? It's not what it looks like.
I guess I first understood how much America loved pie when I watched a movie called American Pie 25 years ago and witnessed an American fucking a pie.
Well, we'll just tell your mother that, we ate it all.
Not much has changed, because America still loves pies, as I found out during the Thanksgiving episode of Flightless Bird, where I found myself surrounded by pies.
I've got four big slices of pie. I've never had this one before. I thought it was a cheesecake, but apparently it's key lime. This is pecan, a famous Thanksgiving treat that I've never had before.
I realized I haven't really learned much about pies since that episode. If I was to be truly American, I needed to understand why Americans are so pie obsessed.
My name is Stacey Mayen Fong, and I'm a baker and an author of pie cookbooks.
The second I'd seen Stacey's cookbook sitting on a bookstore shelf, I knew she was the one I needed to talk to for this episode. Her book is called 50 Pies, 50 States, the result of her traveling to each American state to try their favorite pie.
So there's 50 pies in the book, one for every state. There is also a pie for DC. I had to do the nation's capital.
Which is what, by the way?
The DC pie is a cherry pie as an ode to the lore of George Washington cutting that cherry tree down.
I also wanted to talk to Stacey because she's a bit like me, and that she wasn't born in America. She chose to make it her home.
So I have grown up enamored with America from watching American movies and listening to a lot of American music with my dad. My dad loves Simon and Garfunkel, Bread, The Carpenters. I have a big affinity for old country music like John Prine, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton's my favorite person on the planet because it's all about storytelling. And I think what's wonderful too about the music, it is country music, but it's storytelling of America. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. So in my head, America seemed like this really big, wonderful place that you could go on this big road trip. I was born in Singapore and I grew up in Hong Kong, both of which are islands. So any trips we took were all international. All I wanted was to go on this long road trip and eat pie at different diners across America. It just sounded so wonderful to me.
Before we got into it, I wanted to make sure we were both on the same page about what pie means, what it consists of. Coming from New Zealand, if you say pie, what you mean there is a meat pie. You never think fruity pie. When you were growing up and you thought pie, what was the thing that would jump to mind?
I thought meat pie, because I also grew up playing rugby and netball, and afterwards you would go to a tuck shop and get a meat pie. Pie for me was only meat, and I didn't know there was so many sweet pies until we would come here on vacation. My dad worked in hotels, and so there would be these buffets of all these different kinds of pies. And I was like, what is going on? Because in my mind, there was only apple pie and then cherry pie because of the music that I'd listened to. So I didn't know about any other like grasshopper pie or all these different custard pies. So when I started diving into that, it was so interesting to learn that here, pie was a dessert, but for all of us in British colonies, pie was a full meal. I feel here the only savory pie everybody thinks about is chicken pot pie. That's the only savory one.
Once she'd moved to New York, Stacy decided to embrace the sweet pies of America. So much so, she ended up becoming an American citizen. It was while waiting for her citizenship that her true pie journey began.
While I was doing the laborious amount of paperwork, spending all that money trying to stay in this country, I thought it'd be really fun to bake my way through the country as a way to learn about this country. Kind of how you have this podcast to kind of learn about all these nuances. I decided to learn about each state by pie, because when you travel to all these different countries, like if you go to like Portugal or Italy or Spain, you have a list of things you want to eat from there. I feel like people rarely do that with the United States or even the hometown that they're from. And I thought I would exercise my Nora Ephron, Nancy Myers rom-com grand gesture and dedicate each state pie to a person that I know from that state. So like my love letter to this country I've decided to call home. So that's how I landed on pie, because even though pie is very different to you and me, I feel pie is quintessentially very American, or America likes to think it's very quintessentially American. And so pie seemed like the good blank canvas for me to explore not only the food of this country, but also all the different states, and also my little ode to the people that made this place my home.
Okay, onto the pies. There are over 50 pies in her cookbook, but we don't have all day. I wanted to know what ones really popped for her, which ones she really recommends. I wanted a top three.
Say you're going on a date and you don't know much about the person, but you really know you want to impress them. You don't know where they're from, but you really just want to impress this person that's come over with these three pies. They're going to have these pies and then they go, wow, that was a fucking beautiful pie. Oh
my God, this is so hard. I would probably make the pie I did for Vermont, which is an apple pie with a cheddar cheese crust. I love that pie so much because my buddy Pete's grandpa always used to say a pie without the cheese is like a kiss without the squeeze. And in Vermont, you traditionally eat an apple pie with a slice of cheddar, which I really like because it's a mix of sweet and salty. So it really amps up the apple flavor. And then another pie I would make would probably be the pie that I've probably gotten the most contention with that I did for the book would be Minnesota. It is a corn dog hot dish pie with savory funnel cakes on top. And then to round out this, because I want it to be a whole meal, I would probably do the pie I did for Washington, which is a Rainier cherry pie with a potato chip crumble on top, because I love a mixture of sweet and salty. So I think it would be those three. But I think the pie that would get me a ring on the finger would be the apple one, because everybody loves apple pie.
Of course, for this episode, I needed to go and eat some pie, just to start wrapping my taste buds around the idea that pies in my life are no longer meat pies, but sweet pies. And so I got Stacy to advise me on what American pies I should try where I am right now, Los Angeles.
Do it. Apple, cherry, and then a lemon meringue, or something that has a floofy top, a big whipped top. See if you can find a lemon meringue. Lemon meringue pies are probably wonderful in LA because you guys have great citrus out there.
Okay, I had my assignment. Apple, cherry, and lemon meringue.
Okay, Monica.
Cliffhanger?
So I bought in
an
apple, cherry, and a lemon meringue.
Where are they from?
They're from
House of Pies.
House of Pies, because it's close.
Okay.
I know it's not the fanciest, but it's kind of iconic.
Rob's face.
Where would you get your pies from in LA? Where should I go next time for pies part two when the cholesterol level is dropped?
Okay, there's a few. I love Winston's.
Winston's is going to be what I said.
Winston's is incredible. There's a pie place. I got some pies for Thanksgiving. It's downtown.
The one that I sent you to, Destroyer?
No, I didn't end up getting that.
Oh, those were insane.
I'm just going to, as you talk, I'm just going to chop these up.
Okay.
Onto a plate for each of you, a little selection of each. God, didn't you love what she said?
Oh, I loved everything.
What was that
Fat
line?
And flour.
A pie without the cheese.
So
yeah, yeah.
Good.
A pie without the cheese is like a kiss without the squeeze.
I loved that.
Did you have Baker Square in Georgia?
No.
It was like,
is it a chain?
Yeah, it's like a diner.
We didn't have that.
They had really good pie.
Oh.
They had a French silk pie that French was incredible.
Silk. Okay. French silk is a very elusive pie. It's very hard to find these days. I think they are at cafeterias and yeah, stuff like, originally.
Yeah. Baker Square, that was always my go-to. I'd get a French silk pie.
I do love a chocolate pie.
And then there's a really good place, Mindy's Hot Chocolate in Chicago.
You took us
which
there.
We went to. It's now just Mindy's Bakery, but she does insane pies.
Did we have pie when we went? I don't remember.
I think we had her dessert. We had the burgers and dessert, which that's my favorite burger of all time, too.
But it's gone now?
She just went back to bakery.
Okay, Monica, I'm going to pass you over a little slice of each pie. You've tried all these probably hundreds of times.
Well, I want to, before we begin, should I start with my negative thoughts?
Yeah, please. Get those out. Get those out.
I like your assignment. I think she was right because citrus in LA, it's good. I just am never getting a lemon meringue pie.
Oh, never?
Like,
what?
I'm never picking that.
I did notice, I kept it in the fridge as I drove over here. It has melted a lot. The lemon is very goopy. It wasn't like this when I bought it.
It kind of looks like pineapple.
But don't you love the meringue part? Like the fluff? What's your beef?
My beef is I don't love just lemon flavored things in general. And then the meringue, it's not for me.
It's not for you? Okay, no, fair.
But I'm going to try this.
Okay, give it a go. I've never tried.
Apple is definitely one of my all-time faves.
Okay, I'm going to try the lemon meringue now based on your.
Should we do lemon meringue first?
Yeah. I feel that cholesterol spiking. So I'm a meringue guy. Okay. I'm not a lemon guy.
Yeah.
But the meringue I enjoy.
You like, okay.
I like the base. It's a very like, floofy. Look
how it's so floofy.
It's sort of refreshing having the lemon. Gives the illusion of sort of freshness and health, perhaps.
Yeah, okay. Let me have a small bite of that.
Should note Rob's getting very close to the camera, taking photos for this episode.
It's,
out of 10.
It's actually not as bad as I
Yeah, I'm giving this lemon meringue a 7 out of 10.
But it kind of tastes like a cola. It's very sweet.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Not good for the diabetes. Okay, cherry next?
Okay, yeah, let's do cherry. Also, just throwing out there, I don't ever pick cherry either. But I like a fruit pie in general, so.
This is my first ever cherry pie.
Mm-hmm.
I like that cherry flavor.
Yeah.
A lot.
The crust is nice. This tastes like a Pop-Tart.
I've never had a Pop-Tart.
What?
Yeah, okay. This is probably another thing I need to do. Yeah, I've never had one.
Oh, my God.
It's like a bit of toast, but with sweetness.
It's not toast. It's more like a pastry, but it's processed.
And you put it in the toaster and it pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I think I've seen the commercials
for
it. But
they have cherry one. And there's like a jam.
I'd give the cherry one an 8 out of 10.
Wow. These are high numbers. I wish we had Winston's. Okay, it's okay. I love this. just because I want you to see the difference.
Stay tuned for more Flightless Bird. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Support for Flightless Bird comes from Helix Sleep. I've been sleeping on my Helix mattress for a couple of years now, and I'm getting really good sleeps.
And we were talking about this recently in one of the episodes, the important parts of longevity.
Yeah,
and good sleep. Huge part is sleep. Mattresses make a huge difference.
Yeah, I also found it like so overwhelming when I got here, like finding all the stuff for like my new place. You've got to get so many things, and knowing you can get something so easily delivered is just like chef's kiss. And with Helix, they know that everyone is unique and that everyone sleeps in a completely different way. So they've got different mattress models you can choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. They've got 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections, the Helix Plus, which is a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers like me, and there's a Helix Kids mattress designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. When I took the Helix sleep quiz online, I was matched with a midnight mattress because I wanted something with a medium feel, and I tend to sleep on my side, and I've been sleeping on my side ever since.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bird. That's helixsleep.com/bird. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Okay, we're going in for apple now.
Spoon clean. Okay, this is apple.
Oh, I like this.
Right?
Mm.
Apple pie is so
good. Yeah, apple pie is the one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This is a 10.
This doesn't have cheddar, but that's fine.
Oh, that blew my mind, I didn't know you got cheese involved.
It's very Midwestern. This is nice. The apple's very spiced, which is good.
Yeah, those are, look, I feel more American.
So apple was your fave. Those.
Apple's my fave by far. And loved apple.
You didn't get any chocolate pies, which is a big part of pies.
And pumpkin pie. Have you had pumpkin pie?
I had that at Thanksgiving. And that was great.
And you had key lime at Thanksgiving.
Oh, delicious.
Which is great as well.
And so I have a sweet tooth. I don't think there's a pie that I wouldn't consume, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I am blown away by the creativity America has. I didn't realize there were so many pies.
Many.
And obviously locally people get so excited about their pie.
Yeah. My friends, I think I said this on maybe another episode, my friends Lizzie and Joe, shout out, when they got married, they love pie and so do I. So they invited me over for pie taste testing for their wedding.
Lucky.
And it was so amazing. And they had a big array.
That would be elite pie. That would be like the best of the best,
They did
right?
have some House of Pies options. They had Winston's. They had a couple others. There's some that are very niche. Like you have to go to someone's house and in their backyard. There's like a whole thing and pick it up. There's one that we got that I think it was peach, strawberry, apple. Like it was like a three fruit.
Yeah, combo.
So good.
I feel it's a bit like barbecue where people have their spots to go and their places and their different type. Yeah, it feels the same sort of levels of passion involved.
Do you think you, in general, would like a chocolate pie more or less than a fruit pie?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I understand chocolate, but how do you get chocolate into a pie? Because pie is a texture. Is
it's
it got
like
pastry?
Kind of like meringue-y. I mean, depends on the kind.
Here. Oh so this God. Is like what French silk looks like. It's more moussey.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
really
I love chocolate, so it'll be up my alley. I just wasn't sure about the texture. I think I like the chunkiness of fruit.
The fruit, yeah.
And it's healthy because it's fruit. What did you think about that Minnesota pie she mentioned that she loved? The corn dog hot dish pie with savory funnel cakes? She said that and I felt like I was having a stroke.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really know what any of these things were. And they're all apparently in a pie. It's wild.
It was wild. I don't know that one's for me. Because how can it be a savory funnel cake? You've had funnel cake though, right? Funnel cake is at amusement parks.
No, I haven't done funnel cake.
Oh my God.
We didn't do that one. Was it at Disney when we went there? Would I have got
it
there?
Yeah,
they would have had it.
No, I haven't had it.
It's an amusement park staple. How would we describe it?
Funnel cake.
Fried dough with powdered sugar on top.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
It looks like
corn dogs. Okay. No, I haven't had that before.
But she made it savory, but it's very sweet, so she must be adding pepper.
Right, but isn't that just chucking the cheese onto the apple or something?
I guess
the sweet
so.
And savory combo?
I learned about cheese on apple pie late in life.
Right.
That wasn't a thing I was exposed to. I don't think I've ever had an apple pie with the slice of cheese. I want that. I want to try it. Also, I love cheese.
Oh, I love
so
cheese
much.
As well. What's that like for the cholesterol? Bad dairy.
It's not great. But just do moderate. If you do it in moderation. It's fine. Yeah. But I have had apple pie with cheddar cheese in the crust.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, so good.
You done pie hole? Pie hole's good.
Yeah, I have.
Got a really good pecan pie and a Mexican chocolate pie. That's
Mexican
really good.
Chocolate.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's endless. You could die having not eaten all of America's pies. She's gone to every state. I mean, that's why this book is so incredible because she's sort of been to and eaten all of them.
Pecan is really important that you try.
Okay.
Oh, wait, maybe you
had
it.
I think you did
at Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So yeah, it was intense.
This is another type of chocolate pie.
Okay.
Chocolate cowgirl.
That photo looks
from
beautiful.
Winston.
I'm looking at.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I got that.
It has a rich chocolate filling, a responsibly sourced Ecuadorian chocolate, and a salty oat crust.
Ooh la la.
Topped with a drizzle of handmade fresh caramel. Fudge-like texture with
oh
just
God.
The right amount of sweetness. It's really nice.
Okay, so just quickly, before we go on to part two,
God,
what
Milky Way pie right now.
What's the pie that you have? Your final meal pie.
Ooh.
What are you having?
I can
like right now
one.
I'm having the apple. I love the apple.
Okay.
What are you having?
I think if I have one pie, I also love a strawberry rhubarb. I think I'm going apple as well.
Yeah, so it's the simplicity, I think.
It is.
Yeah, okay, apple pie.
The milk bar pie is insane.
Oh.
They used to call it crack pie.
Crack pie.
But it's the like caramel, buttery. I've had it at my house with you.
Yeah, I like that pie.
It's so good.
This
just
is
like
yummy.
The rest of the episode should just be us listing pies.
It kind of does feel like that.
Going,
I mean, pie is so funny listening to the doc and really realizing, because you mentioned it, but it's hard for me to really wrap my head around the fact that we just really are in our silos, that you hear pie and you don't think of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so interesting.
And there's a few times American friends have come to visit me in New Zealand and I haven't clocked it because I'm like, we're going to get a pie. And they're kind of like, oh, it's a weird thing to get for lunch.
Right.
And I should point out as well that when I say in New Zealand we're eating meat pies, it's not like the pie you'd get in America, this huge thing. It's a little handheld pie. It's tiny.
Yeah.
And so you go to New Zealand and most people you see walking around, they'll have one of these little pies in their hand. It's like a hot pocket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So we're not like feasting on these giant, meaty, massive pies.
Because even our chicken pot pie is the shape of a big pie.
Right, everything's big.
Yeah.
Right, like, so you'd have to slice it up.
I mean, they do have individual size pot pies.
But it's not typical. A typical meat pie in New Zealand is tiny.
Right.
Your typical
pot pie is, you'd bake it like a big pie. Oh, yeah, right. I want to make that soon. Allison Roman has a recipe that I've been wanting to make, a chicken pot pie recipe.
I feel like maybe we need to do a chicken pot pie episode, where they came from. I'm sure there's an origin story.
Well, Marie Callender... frozen food, that's the quintessential pot pie. The frozen pot pie. I mean, I don't know if that's how, it's probably not how it started, but that's just like the Salisbury steak. You should do a frozen foods episode.
That's a really good idea. We touched on it briefly in the ice episode, but that's like a whole world.
It's such a world.
I love this.
And it's a big part of America. Like the Salisbury steak in this, I guess, 70s or maybe 50s, I'm not good at times, was a huge part of American dining.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Because I've embraced the Trader Joe's frozen meals. Like, I think if you're like a sad, alone person, you go to Trader Joe's and like there's these individual, they're like marketed to people like me. So he lives alone. He hates cooking, not really talented. Like, get this.
There's no point in him nourishing himself.
Anyway. Frozen food's a great episode.
Okay, great.
Okay, so in the final part of this doc, it actually lines up quite nicely with what we just came to the conclusion of, which is that apple pie is the best pie.
Okay, we're going to get some hate.
Am I right in thinking the apple pie is the American pie, right? That is the main one. That's America's pie.
I think it's because pie is one of those things in American history that they've always kept on the table in some way. So there's a series of pies that were created here called desperation pies. And these were pies that were made out of not necessarily financial depression, even though there is a pie that was made during the Great Depression, but it was about seasonal depression when you didn't have fresh fruit. So there are all these pies like the vinegar pie that was created in Appalachia, and that's supposed to mimic the tartness of apples. And the water pie comes from the Great Depression, which it tastes like Krispy Kreme donut glaze in the center of a pie. So what all of this made me think of is the importance of pie in America and keeping it on the table throughout the year or even during times of sadness. The symbol of pie is the symbol of America's abundance. Whenever you see like an apple pie, it's like a bunch of apples piled high and the crust is big and it's sitting in a window. It's this idyllic vision of what you want America to be. And it might not always be that way. And it definitely isn't. But when you have this symbol of like a delicious steaming apple pie, things feel a little less hopeless and a little more hopeful.
Is there a pie that you just hate on a personal level? Is there a specific pie that you're like, no, that's not for me?
It's pumpkin. I'm so sorry to everybody that absolutely loves pumpkin. It's just not for me. Or anything with a Jell-O in it. I'm weird about the texture of Jell-O.
Statistically, Stacy's an aberration. According to the American Pie Council, pumpkin pie is a big business, especially for Thanksgiving, with over 50 million pumpkin pies eaten every November. Now, before I left Stacy, I had one more question. One more question for the pie expert who's explored way more of America than I have. Completely unrelated to the pies, or maybe it is related to the pies, do you have a place you ended up in America that really surprised you or stands out in a positive way?
South Dakota completely blew me away. I had never, ever been any place like it. It felt like the moon, mainly because There was barely anyone on the roads. I saw an actual tumbleweed, which it was like the most amazing thing in the entire world. And also the culture and the deep-rooted food that's available in South Dakota that isn't available anywhere else, and the landscapes. Yeah. If you ever get a chance to go to South Dakota, go to South Dakota. It's very beautiful. It'll blow you away.
I saw my first tumbleweed in Roswell, New Mexico, and I thought I was hallucinating. They're so big.
They're so big.
And there were so many of them, and they're on the fucking road. It's actually a whole other topic I need to do was fucking tumbleweeds. You've just reminded me.
You have to do tumbleweeds. When I saw a tumbleweed was like when I was in college here and saw a red Solo cup for the first time and was like, these exist. This is for real. I bought a 12 pack of them back to Hong Kong with me, my first break. And I was like, you guys, it's real. Let me teach you beer pong.
Future episodes incoming. Red cups and tumbleweeds. But for now, I've got about 47 other pie flavors to try. The red cup thing I thought was just a joke in American comedies.
You did.
And when I got to America and saw them, I was like, oh,
okay,
just a thing you do.
Okay, you have to do an episode on red Solo cups. You can also get blue, but red's the color.
Oh my God. 50 Pies, 50 States is the book. It's an amazing book.
I should say,
she's also formulated her recipes for that. So she's like an amazing chef. So she, baker, chef, I don't know the terminology. She basically has formulated her best recipe. So it's got them all in there.
I'm excited. I'm going to buy it.
It's a cool book. I like how she also mentioned that they're always on the table. Even through financially difficult times, people will find cheeky ways to still get a delicious pie sitting there to keep everyone happy.
Yeah, because it is such a token of American culture. And like she said, abundance. You need it there to feel some hope.
Yeah.
It's hope.
It's like there's a sweet treat. And just rewinding to the very beginning of this episode, American Pie, that comedy, is like the beginning of gross out comedy being big. That was huge in New Zealand.
Huge.
Is that big here?
Huge.
It was a time, wasn't it?
It was such a time.
Eugene Levy made him massive again.
Stifler.
Stifler's mom. I guess there'll be like kids listening to this who are like, what? Right? Or would they know it? Has it gone to the culture like Forrest Gump did, where everyone kind of knows the references?
They made 11 of them, so I think it was around for a while.
So many, right?
Yeah. No, but like, does Calvin know about what you asked?
Calvin does not.
Can you watch it?
Can you watch it?
Can we get a review of him? What was he doing to the pie? No, don't do that. That's like and child abuse. Like and subscribe.
Oh, so sweet. This was really fun, and I enjoyed this. I do think you have some other ones you got to try.
I've got a lot of pies I need to try. And I've got a bonus for you.
Because
we've been recording remotely a few times because we've been sick and whatnot.
Yeah.
Quilting. That quilting episode.
Yeah.
So many people have gotten in touch with me wanting to send you, Rob Dax, me quilts.
Oh my God.
Endless.
That's exciting.
And
thank you.
I can't reply to everyone. So kind that people want to do this. But that blog I write, Webworm, I kind of trust those people.
Great.
And so I gave one of them my address because they're nice people and I interact and I know they're lovely. And so she sent
a quilt.
They're here. I bought them in. Oh. So my quilt is at home. It's got cats on it. So Susan Marshall sent these in. She just basically said, this is a note for the rest of the crew. I've been a fan of the show since week one. Oh. I know everyone says it, but it's true. I've always seen photos of the attic and thought making a quilt for guests would be fun. She's been making quilts for her friends and family for 20 years.
Wow.
She's got an Etsy store. I was inspired to finally make one for all of you when I heard the Flight of the Spirit episode about quilts. Also, when Monica confessed that no one had ever made her a quilt.
Mm. A lot of people felt sad about that.
It's like, I think most people haven't had a quilt made for them. It just sounded so sad. No one's made me a quilt.
No one's even made me a quilt.
Monica, your quilt was the hardest because I know you're a Virgo. You're particular.
You mean a Virgo?
Yeah, that's what he
is. Oh, what did I say? I say virgin.
Virgo.
Oh, Virgo.
You combined virgin and
Virgo.
You
did, Virgo. You did. And I was like, she's wrong. She's wrong about
okay,
that.
A Virgo.
A Virgo.
Virgo. I've never said that out loud. I don't do the stars and the sun and all that stuff.
God, a Virgo.
Really embarrassing myself here.
Virgo.
I'm bad with astrology.
Oh boy. Okay.
When I saw this fabric about empowering women,
ooh,
I knew it was for you. A few days later, the ding 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 moment came. The pan
Pantone, I'm afraid of saying words now, Pantone color was announced.
Patone.
And one of the fabrics was the Pantone color.
No way. This is wow.
Okay. Robin Dax, this one I'm made to leave in the attic. I'm hoping the colors go with the gray blue in the attic. Dax, you never get a cold, but Monica and the guests might use it. Rob, I wanted to make your son a baseball quilt, but I couldn't remember which Chicago baseball team you supported. If you'd like one, message me.
White Sox.
Yeah, it's the White Sox.
Friggin', right, White Sox. She's friggin' kind.
That's so sweet.
I hope you like these quilts. If not, just give them to the people you love. The fabric's machine, washable, and easy to care for.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to see mine. Pantone. Wow. Okay, this is pretty. Oh my God. Oh, it's
threw that over the room.
Thick. It's a great fabric. Ooh, it's comfy.
What does the text say?
It says empower women.
Oh, that's cool.
This is so sweet. It's pink. I love pink.
And Rob, this is the one for you and Dax. It's soft and beautiful. It's very cuddly.
It's really soft. Thank you so much. This is so sweet. What's also interesting, and I like the one we have from our friend from the episode, is such a specific type of quilt. So amazing. Wait, did you know that on Armchair Anonymous, one of our guests knows him, Luke?
Oh, amazing.
And had one of his quilts up.
Oh, that's so weird.
Weird?
Yeah, because Luke's stuff is amazingly detailed and like machine driven and your faces are on that thing.
Yes.
These are sort of more like, I don't want to say typical, they're beautiful.
No, they're gorgeous.
But like the standard shapes and textures and
but the
fabrics.
One we have from Luke is very thin. Yep. And this one's fluffy and soft.
Yeah, that's a winter time
quilt.
In the attic.
Winter.
Wrap yourself up in that. Imagine when guests come in, you and Dax are just like wrapped up in these quilts. Like, what are you doing? So yeah, I know we've sort of brought quilts and Lord of the Rings back into the pies episode, but why not?
Why not?
It's chock-a-block. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy.
What a time. Happy Lord of the Rings release.
Happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day.
Callie's birthday is Pi Day, the number, 314.
Oh, that's really cute. So Pi Day is on, it's on January 23rd. So put it in your diary. Next year, eat all the pie you can eat. Apples are best. All right. I think we're all more American.
We are.
And my cholesterol is bumped up by half a point.
Bye.